You're listening to SBS News.
Spain has recorded 16,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases in 5 days, an average of just over 3,000 per day. Fernando Simón, head of Spain's Health Emergency Coordination Center, says the country needs to focus on controlling the spread of the virus ahead of September's resumption of school and work activity after lockdowns and summer vacations. He says this is going to be when people from areas with different epidemiological status will gather together.
There has been an increase of 16,000 cases in the past 3 days. These include a portion of older cases, but the majority are recent. We have notified 1,833 cases diagnosed on Sunday, and in the last 7 days, we've notified 5,327 who have the beginning of symptoms.
Paris expanded its outdoor mask requirements last week, with other towns around France starting to require masks outdoors starting yesterday. Infections have been speeding up around France in recent days, with 3,015 new cases on Sunday, one of the highest daily jumps since the country lifted a strict 2-month lockdown in May. The requirement to wear face masks has confused some people, says this Parisian, and made others more resistant to donning a face mask.
It is not well explained where it's mandatory to wear the mask or not. We don't know it should be either everywhere or nowhere. People are confused, and there are people like me who don't want to wear it. But I understand those who want to wear it. I understand the two points of view.
Some 263 virus clusters are currently under investigation around France, many linked to workplaces, family vacation gatherings, or dance parties. More than 30,400 people with the virus have died in France. In Latin America, Brazil's health ministry announced over 23,000 new COVID-19 cases and 620 more deaths, bringing the total number of people who have tested positive past 3.34 million. The national death toll has passed 107,000. Brazil remains the hardest hit country in Latin America and the second worst hit worldwide behind the United States. Peru's health ministry this week reported over 10,000 new cases in the past 24 hours, with the national caseload now passing 530,000. Figures from Peruvian media show Peru has the second highest case fatality rate of COVID-19 in the world, with about 78 deaths per 100,000 infections, following Belgium, which ranks first with about 86 deaths per 100,000 people infected. In Colombia, more than 15,000 people have died from the virus, according to the country's Ministry of Health, which poses a grave health threat to the country's indigenous people. As of Sunday, COVID-19 has affected 71 of the 115 indigenous communities, and more than 7,600 people have been infected. A tally from the National Indigenous Organization of Colombia says 272 people have died from COVID-19. Argentina registered nearly 5,500 cases in 1 day, bringing its total caseload close to 300,000 and death toll close to 5,700. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he would volunteer to be among the first to try a Russian vaccine for the novel virus.
I would be the first that would allow to get vaccinated, because it is very important to me. But we need to understand what is happening and to guarantee that it is effective and it can reach everyone.
Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has also nominated to get the vaccine himself.
That is why I celebrate the Russian vaccine. I celebrate that Russia is to be the first country in the world to have a mass vaccination of its population. The time will come when we will vaccinate everyone. The first person to get vaccinated is myself. I will receive the vaccine to lead by example. And then we will continue to vaccinate, beginning with the elderly and those with existing conditions.
Russia's decision to approve the vaccine and produce the first batches after less than 2 months of human testing has raised concerns among some scientists, considering only about 10% of clinical trials are successful. Some scientists have said they fear Russia may be putting prestige before safety. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is saying the state's gyms could open as soon as this weekend at 33% capacity, as long as they enforce strict health measures, including mask wearing, to prevent the spread of COVID-19. He says local government officials must inspect every gym before it opens or within 2 weeks of it opening to ensure compliance with health guidelines.
The outline is 33% capacity. There are health requirements that are in the guidelines that have to be maintained to their ventilation requirements. This is a whole new topic where we can actually do a lot of good work, and we are in New York. With the HVAC systems and the filtration. The gyms can open as soon as August 24th.
Lebanon's caretaker health minister, Hamad Hassan, says the country must shut down for 2 weeks after a surge in coronavirus cases. Lebanon, already deep in financial crisis, was struggling with rising COVID-19 numbers before the 4th of August blast in Beirut that killed at least 178 people, wrecked swathes of the capital, and pushed the government to resign. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.